This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of standing right on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you. 855 real go. 855-732-55. Look, get involved, get engaged, hop up to the website. I'll wait. TheRealSide.com. Where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening there. I keep saying that like I'm going to change anything. Man, I got the news cycle tastes crazy. And we've been saying for a long time on the show, it's in your face now. Right? When you look at what's going on out there, when you look at, you know, what's going on with the stock market, when you look at what's going on with, you know, God, I already forgot about it, but, you know, what's coming out about the Trump investigation, the Russian investigation. And we're getting people into giving a year probation. What if this is all was Trump's team in any way, shape, manner, or form, or conservative for that matter? Right? They probably got 5 years in prison. Seriously. And then what happens? We hear about how Governor Cuomo basically is hiding the real numbers of people that died. How badly he handled the coronavirus situation. The problem is, you're not hearing it on mainstream media. They're still covering. It's never going to stop until we stop it. You know what's really funny about all of this? When you really, you think about what Rand Paul came out and said the other day. And not that I'm a genius by any stretch of the imagination. But how long have I been telling you guys? Until you decide to, you know, get out locally, take back your local school boards, your city councils, your water boards, whatever it is. Until you decide to actually do that, they're going to keep winning. Because piercing that swamp, as President Trump found out, is next to impossible. It's not impossible, obviously, but it is next to impossible. We can do it. Start local. Nobody gets up on a Tuesday morning and says, hey, you know what, man, I'm going to run for Congress this year. It just doesn't happen. People plan it out. Sometimes they're elected to local, most of the times, actually, they're elected to local positions. They, you know, start off at school board or water board or city council. Right? And then they go from there, they run for federal offices. Make sure you have the right people in. Stop electing people just because you know them, you know their name, you're familiar with their name, and whatever it is. Stop it. I'll come over there and slap you around. And, you know, just some of the stories we're going to deal with tonight. A couple, anyway. You've got Facebook. Let it loose. That, you know, Biden, we're going to be funding abortions to the whole planet. It's great what the Democrats think they ought to be able to do with your money. See, it's one thing when the Democrats used to believe they had to help, you know, homeless people, and they had to help people that were a little destitute, that needed a place to live. So it was American money aimed at Americans. It was American tax dollars aimed at Americans. Now all of a sudden they figure, you know, we need to stop spending so much money on the military and start paying for abortions across the world. They are a sick group of people. I don't care if you're on my side of this one or not. Think about it. Sonny Smith's going to join us in a few minutes. I got a call this morning. I was on another show this morning. And it was saying, hey, it's really great that your governor has lifted restrictions. Now the restaurants can start serving food again. I was like, sorry, wrong answer. Doesn't work that way. See, Newsom is hiding behind some of the little, some of the little policies he's put in place. Basically, he said, yeah, come on, open it up, and we'll leave it to the counties to decide. L.A. County is one of the toughest ones. So restaurants here in L.A. can open. They can open outside restaurants only. The servers have to have a mask and a face shield on. You can't have any more than six people at the table. People at the table have to be, you ready for this? From the same household. Yeah, he's opened it wide open. Right? Like what your landlord told you. Yeah, you can paint it any shade of white you want. The wordsmith, not even wordsmithing anymore. It's not even wordsmithing. They are in your face. Right? Right up in your face. And they don't care what you think. They don't care how crazy it sounds. Right? And again, there are so many stories out there on what the president is, I still call him the president. President Trump is doing or not doing. There's so many stories out there on what's going to go down in the first week of March. Who's going to get arrested? Who's going to jail? Who's not going to jail? Right? And by the way, remember, what's that guy's name? Oh, Biden, yeah, that's him. Biden, he was going to be the best thing for the economy, for jobs, for the, you know, going to get everything back on track. And now he actually is trying to go, can't stand it. He's actually trying to take credit for all the, you know, for the COVID rollout of the vaccines. I mean, they are shameful at nothing. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me bring her on because I enjoy having her on the show so much. Sonia Schmidt joins me.
I have nothing else to do. I wouldn't want to come here if I had something else to do.
You always say, I have nothing. I don't know what we're going to talk about. I have nothing to say. Right? And then I can't shut you up for 32 minutes. It's great.
It's so funny. You think it's funny to not tell me what the topics are going to be and just let me, like, wing it. So if I sound like an idiot, it's not my my phone. I'm not prepped.
You don't need 5 hours. I mean, some of this stuff goes cuts right to the bone. You don't need to do, how about this one? Here, you don't need to prep on this one. Joey B. has decided we are the abortion providers of the planet, okay? I mean, he wants to cut the military budget and give us, what, $1,200? I don't know, $2,600, whatever number he wants to give Americans. Send $10 million to Pakistan for gender studies. Oh, and... pretty much pay for every abortion on the planet. How does that make your stomach feel?
Well, who is surprised? That's one of the first things that Obama did when he became president is said, you know what, wherever you are in the world, we will pay for your abortion. So this isn't new news. It's just sick news.
It shows you the mindset.
What is that about?
Right? I mean, it never stops with these people.
No, and if we don't see by now how ill they are, if that's the first thing, I mean, they're not talking about national security or any of that stuff. They're talking about, we'll kill your babies no matter where you are.
That's right. Let us help you.
And at what stage that you are. But do you know what? They're scary people, and they're also talking about coming after conservatives or people who supported Trump. So if you notice, I don't have my American flag up anymore because I'm disguising the fact
I'm around you with an American flag, so you can't hide from this one, woman.
There's no crosses. There's no American flags. They are not coming after me.
And I'm going to put the Trump flag 2024, really make them crazy. Mm-hmm. Like they're going to epileptic fits, like they're possessed or something.
They are possessed. Let's just be real.
I am going to keep pounding away at these people. I ain't giving up. I'm going to make them nuts on every corner I can make them nuts at. I'm sorry.
But, Joe, that's you, and that's your spirit, and I know that about you, and you've been in the fray for such a long time. But I do wonder about people, the average American who's hearing this sort of thing that in the news about being targeted, and I wonder how fearful they are, and rightfully so. How do they remain being Trump support? Forget about Trump support. How do they remain America supporters, and not have the fear of God put in of un-God put in them by the left? This is a really scary time.
Okay, but let's just have a. I'm going to have a deep conversation with you here.
Oh, I can't do deep.
Couple things, two things. Let's go back to the beginning, okay? Let's say Jesus said, "Yeah, you know what? This is a little hard.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much aggravation." Thank God he didn't say that. But let's get to our founding fathers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Men who gave up their families, their wives were killed, their kids were killed right in front of their eyes.
That's right.
Their houses were burned. They lost
That's
their
right.
businesses. Because they saw that this country needed to be created or felt that God was pushing them to create this country. They took on the most powerful military on the planet, and they beat them. All right? So I look at all this stuff, and I say, we have handed it over. Some of us need to fight to pull it back. Now, I do agree with you. At some point in time, you sit here and go, we were talking about off-air, and I'm not poking fun at any of my listeners, because some of you guys are great, but... you know, I'm out front. I'm taking the bullets. I'm willing to fight. Now we're in a bit of a lawsuit scenario. We're asking for help, and I'm amazed. You know, if what was that group that somebody ruined the Trump balloon? Remember that big fat Trump balloon on Thanksgiving Day? I don't know if you remember that.
No.
Somebody cut it up, and they had pictures of the guy that cut it up, and they arrested him, and he put a GoFundMe up, and the guy he got like $60,000.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Right. We would have got $600 in, you know, a week.
If we're lucky. What is that about? I mean, on a serious level, and for all y'all listening, this is real what we're talking about. There are people stepping into the fray. There are people on the front lines. There are people fighting for America. I know sometimes I don't want to put my name on things because I know it's going to be traced back. But is that the reason? I mean, why do you think that we don't support one another?
You know what? Great. Great question.
You know what? I was watching Bubble Sweat all day today, so that was my grandson, Wesley Wabbit, so, you know.
Barbara Walwell will be joining us after the break. But seriously, I'd love to hear you in the chat room respond to this or answer the question.
Please do.
You know, why is that? Like, you've had your experiences with government agencies. We had ours with government agencies. It was all politically motivated. And so, you know, we're to the point now where unless you have a boatload of money hanging out or buried in coffee cans in the backyard, what are you willing to say? What are you willing to do? Who are you willing to attack? And you're not a mean-spirited person. I don't think I am either. So when we hit these issues, we're not hitting them from a mean. We're exposing, and they're using the government against us. So I would love to know in the chat room. Some of you guys have helped out, and I appreciate that. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
But why do you think the general conservative populace doesn't cough up any money to help these causes?
Yeah, because there's legal fees that people like you are facing, and like I did years ago, and it's almost like you just changed the channel, and now here we are, where communism is knocking at the they're not even knocking at the door, they're kicking the door in.
Down.
Y'all cool with that? You can't give a dollar a piece to ward off communism? And I don't mean to be rude to your listeners or America in general,
but it's a fact.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. You don't have to. I mean, I get it. There's so many people that want your support. But there's everything from the huge names to people who are sitting in their living room not doing laundry right now, like me, so it doesn't bleed into the feed. But we're all taking a risk, and you hear what they're saying in the media. They are going to take us down. Anybody who stepped out, spoken for, in support of Trump, we're going down.
And you can't allow. And again, some of you are in situations where I know you can't afford it. We're not talking to you.
Oh, absolutely not. There have been many times when I couldn't.
Yeah, we're talking to one.
Or I had to pick one person to do that to.
All right, listen, you. Put it on pause. We got to make some money on the show to keep it going. So, see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm
Jeremy Scott, President Joe Biden visited with wounded soldiers and staff at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Friday and toured the hospital's vaccination site.
For 8 years as Vice President, I'd come here. My whole family would spend every Christmas day here all day.
Yes, sir.
And seeing everybody. And the good news is there are not many people here.
Yes, sir. Today.
We're a lot back then.
Yes, sir.
The president met with five wounded service members. His late son, Bo, who was a major in the Delaware Army National Guard, was treated at Walter Reed in the weeks before his death in 2015 from brain cancer. The president, while senator in 1988, had surgery at Walter Reed for a brain aneurysm. It was another wild day on Wall Street. GameStop shares were up nearly 65%. Johnson & Johnson stock fell 3.6%. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
If you get live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. And I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take a look. If you want to contribute $2, $5, $10, $10,000 to Joe's Legal Defense Fund, and it gives you the whole story, all you have to do is go to therealside.com/helpjoe, therealside.com/helpjoe. But let me bring on the real therapist for the moment here. That is, Sonya Schmidt joins me, as she does every week. Adds a little brightness, helps us kick off the weekend. And Sonya, thanks for being. What is that? What are you saying? No. What is no?
No, I'm not saying no to you. You told me to look at this interpretive dance by teachers.
All right. Let me.
Oh
let me,
my.
So
This is all the left has to do to get support, and we are risking. We are risking.
Oh yeah, you know what? You're exactly right. So I don't know if some of you heard today that the Chicago teachers put out an interpretive dance video, and it was all about keeping them safe and keeping the kids safe before they go back to school. Now, me, interpretive dance, it just looked like somebody having, being out of control, like their upper body was out of control most of the time when I saw it. And I looked at some of these earlier today, and I know you're a dancer. It looks like they're out of control again. So enlighten me, Sonya.
Well, they're okay. Interpretive dance is interpretive. So you can't really, you can't judge it, which is, where the left wants to keep us. Don't judge us. So I'm not saying that it's the worst dance because they're not professionals, clearly. But I think what bothers me the most about it is that they can do a dance and get their political points heard, get their political points across.
Right.
we risk our lives. We come on the air and say things, and we research, and we do all this stuff, and it still, you know, it still has a hard time penetrating. All they have to do is put on some black leotards, and people
and
go,
some of them
yeah.
shouldn't even put those on, you know what I'm saying?
And some of them don't need to be in no leotards. Let me say, you're right. And they get heard. The people feel their pain, and then they I haven't watched the news really for the week because it's just been it's been a crazy week. But I don't know if people understand the seriousness. This isn't like several months ago when we're before the election, or we're just getting information and we wanted to hear people kind of speak our word. We're beyond that now. We literally have communism barking at our door.
It is. You're exactly right. A parent sent me a clip took a screenshot with her camera of something the teacher was asking the kids in a sixth grade class. Mm. You ready for this?
No.
Hopefully you haven't had dinner and you won't throw up.
No.
Which of the following is an opinion about communism? Now, think about the setup. These are sixth grade kids. The teacher's throwing the question out. Item A, the word communism reminds people of the word community.
Community? Like socialism and socialism.
Number two, under communism, everybody in the community owns all the goods and property. Well, that sounds fair, don't it? Communism is the best form of government and should be used in more societies. A perfect communist community would not have anyone who would be rich or poor. No, only the guy running the thing would be rich. But, I mean, these are questions that are being asked here, sixth graders. And I threw out the suggestion, said, well, okay, if you really believe that this is not promoting communism because it's just asking for an opinion or a question, then why not flip it around? Why not say capitalism has has raised more people, more countries out of poverty than communism or socialism?
The agenda?
Why not?
Why?
I'm sorry.
Because it's not the agenda. They have turned this whole society into single parent households, people on poverty. They have to keep their children in government run schools. In the meantime, they have all the institutions, whether it be the media, our school systems, everything, teaching the same message. So they have an agenda where we don't. And your guests need to really wake up to that. They have an agenda. I talked about this last week on your show, and I didn't write down the name of it, but all you got to do is go on Netflix, if you still have it, because I understand why you don't. But if you do have it, type in the word communism. You will get a long, awful title about how communism has infiltrated the world. And it will explain to you how important it is to get your children out those schools. Now, I have a grandchild and a single parent daughter who has not really a choice. Luckily, they have a Zoom school that's piping right through my living room, and I can hear everything that the teacher says. So, but now we have the left saying, if you indoctrinate your children into conservatism,
yeah,
we're going to come after them for re-indoctrination,
yep,
and you as well. So what do we do with all of that, people? And yep, I'm asking a legitimate question. I don't know. I've never been faced with this, but I'm pretty flippin' scared of this and concerned, because do I let my grandchildren just get taught by liberals? No. But do I give them the real news and then they're targeted for re-education camps or whatever they plan on doing? We're at a crossroads, people, and I don't like to sound like an alarmist, but I am.
Not my listeners, but there were trollers and others that listen in from time to time.
Trollers.
I had started talking back in beginning of the summer. We were in a war. Now, I know people don't like to hear that word, because they think of what was going on overseas. But we are in a war. We're in the same war.
In a war. They've been in the war, just like terrorism, just like international terror, Islamic terrorism. They've been in a war while we've been going. We're in a domestic terrorist situation. It's been going on for years.
Yep.
And if y'all don't wake up now, it's Oversville.
Well, look, they're not taking me, they're not sucking me into this while my heart's still beating, period. And there's no way. I've got
God
four
bless
grandchildren.
You for that, Joe. You're my hero in that regard.
Hey, look, people don't realize something, and I'm sure some of the trollers are listening, but, people know I'm on a school board, and I'm pretty outspoken. And after a while, when they realize that you don't just give a crud what they say, you're just not interested, they go away. It's just like the bully in school. If they can't get a rise out of you.
I agree with that, but don't you think the climate has escalated since the election and since they're all against, they're going, we're going to come against you. We're going to come against your children. We're making a list. We're checking it twice. We're going to find out who's conservative or.
No, you're right. And you know what? And you just keep throwing it back on them. Like this thing with Katie Hill and others, when they open their mouths and they say, well, look who's doing this. You go, really? Like when you did this? See, we don't do that as conservatives. You know me for years. I've been joking about the fact that they're playing by guerrilla warfare, and we're using the Marcus of Queensberry rule.
Exactly.
Kick him in the knee. It's okay. Go ahead.
So I have just a question for you. So you think we should play by their rules, by their standards? Yes or no?
I think we should play by their standards, their guidelines, without breaking the law.
Exactly.
Okay.
But they're changing the law so that if we do it.
Oh, they're trying like heck.
Well, look at the breach of the Capitol building.
Right.
They say, oh, we got hundreds of people that were. And they're all conservatives. They're all rednecks.
Where are all the conservatives that were there? Where are all the videos from the conservatives that were there that saw the Antifa guys changing out of their uniforms?
We've seen them. If you search for them, Michael Yon did a wonderful. We've seen them. I've talked to four people who were there. There's four people who didn't know one another. Their stories were exactly the same. But that's not what's hitting the media. So when you talk about laws. What's going to come against us, the media, the FBI, they're coming against conservatives. They're conservatives. They're calling us domestic terrorists. They're saying that we don't have the right to fly. They're putting us on a no-fly list. We're just saying USA on a plane. Let me tell you something. I've been with more rowdy people on a plane.
Las Vegas. We'll be back in a minute. Thomas Senior, I'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief. Solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription
to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
One of the greatest not able to make movies of all time today. Young Frankenstein. You can never get away with that today. You know, I was talking during the break with Sonia, and I'm reading some of your comments in the chat room. And I get this. I get that we're pent up, we're irritated, we want to go at it guns blazing. I get that. But that won't win. Not with what's going down. That won't win. That'll add fuel to the fire, and it'll make their case for them. You have got to hit them with the money. Let me bring her on, because we were just talking about this. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always love it when she's with me, and we have these conversations. Look, you and I were talking during the break, and I said, I'm not so sure that people put together. You got all these lunatics in Hollywood Now, you got Netflix and Hulu. You're buying their, buying or renting their movies. You're buying their, what, 99-cent songs on Apple and all that. You're helping them when you buy that stuff. You're helping them and giving them the money it takes for them to put squishy candidates in, to send all that money to Georgia. I mean, look at the celebrities that sent millions of dollars to Georgia. That was your money. Right?
Yeah. Okay, so I have a mixed view on this because I do come from Hollywood, and I did have to sit in those rooms with liberals who are trying to assert their agenda on the American people and my last year's children, which is really frightening. But I say don't cancel it until you've gotten a belly full. And then once you do, cancel it, because I do think you have to know the nature of the beast. If you're not looking at the fact that Netflix supports Obama, he's got to deal with Obama and Michelle. If you don't see those shows, you're not going to get sick and angry about what they do. But also, I will tell you, unfortunately, they have some really wonderful documentaries, Christian documentaries. Bonhoeffer and, oh no, I'm sorry, that's Amazon Prime. Bonhoeffer, and there's just some wonderful things that you can search out, you can source out. But when you do get a belly full of it, let them know why and cancel that crap and don't give them any more. I don't think that we need to put our heads in the sand. I don't think we do.
No, I'm not suggesting that at all. Look at Facebook. You and I are victims of Facebook. We've talked about this for years, and I've been screaming on the show with flare guns, for God's sakes. Get off of Facebook. Get away from Facebook. They got you by the family jewels, as we say.
And, I was going to say short and curly, but mine was just as bad as yours.
All right. And the bottom line was, and everybody's sitting there scratching their heads now going, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening. Well, why is it? We're no smarter. I don't have a high IQ. How come I saw this coming? I mean, how come many of us saw this coming? We were walking to the edge of the cliff, and now we've gone off the cliff.
Some of us are intuitive, and some of us aren't.
Come on.
Some of us are intuitive, and some of us aren't, and for various reasons. But the fact is, some of your listeners, some of the people out there in America need to hear it and just take heed and reject. I mean, when you heard how Google and Twitter and all those took over our elections, swayed our elections, wasn't that enough for you to get, even though I know, Joe, you've been saying this for a while, I've been saying this for a while. Okay, I get it if we say it and you don't get it. But when but when you hear as a fact that they manipulated our elections, doesn't that make you get off?
You're talking to a guy that's been in the technology world 30 years, and you know, you think about that. I kept saying we should never go to any form of computer voting ever, because I know
how we all knew that. But what? But okay, so here I'm going to throw this back at you.
Go ahead, come on, bring it on.
In the practical, what were we supposed to do about? I knew about Dominion long before this last election.
Yep.
But I wouldn't know what to do about it. I told a handful of my friends, like this don't look good. But, you know, I'm on my own show, which you can find at SoniaSchmidt.org. But what were we supposed to do? I think that we're lacking in something that you and I and all of the other content providers need to provide, content creators need to provide, is what do people tangibly do? Because I think we're all feeling it. We got to do something. This was really ugly. This was wrong. What do we do?
Let me tell you how much they have
sending money to us so we can keep talking. But
yeah, there you go. They have so ingrained in us how to do things. Even the new video system that you and I are on, okay, that we're tweaking out right now so we can, you know, you've got people, content creators, people that you and I know, smart people. What are they doing? They're putting links to their videos on YouTube and Facebook on the new video platform. And you're going, hello? When they pull it off of Facebook and YouTube, it don't show up. Pull the video down. Put the video on the new video platform. That's how it works, right?
That's how it works. But I do think there's some merit
Okay.
I think there's some merit into putting it on the old one so people can start to move. And when you put the link to wherever you're posting now, whether it be Rumble, or, you know, Spreely, our place at Range Broadcasting, there's some merit to posting it up there for as long as you can so you can get more people to go over there and they can follow it.
Well, but we need to be more creative. Folks, do a 3-minute vid and say, you want to watch the rest of this? I'm over here.
That's exactly what I'm all about.
And I agree with that. That's exactly the way to do it. So, but again, it's moving people over.
It's so hard. But that's the whole goal. That's what they did. They knew that they would get us hooked on this stuff. And it's so easy, and then we all know what to do, you know, even though they stole our country right under our nose with it.
Well,
right under
our
noses, they stole it.
Well, you know, the funny thing about it is we let them do it. The Republican echelon knew this was happening. They knew what was going on.
They're in the same, their hands are in the same cookie jars as Pelosi and everybody else. So if y'all still looking for the Republican Party to save you, you're in bad.
Shoot yourself in the head and get it over with. Because seriously, you look at McCarthy coming out of the floor, and one of the first things he says is he starts to condemn Donald Trump for the violence that took place, but I'm sorry, you know, I'm going to say it again, and people aren't going to agree with me. He doesn't bear responsibility for that. He didn't tell anybody to go down there and you know, let your voice be heard. Since when, on the right side, when we say let your voice be heard, does that mean shoot the place up, destroy the place, smash windows? It doesn't fit in our mode.
They needed to destroy Trump. They needed to get rid of Trump. They needed to destroy him. Yeah. Let me tell you something. This is the first time those guys have done a day's work in years is when
they
Trump came
in the last 4 years and they've worked.
Oh my gosh! They're like, we need to rest. We gotta get rid of this Trump guy because we. Now, and then he showed them how to be a man. He showed them how to be a leader. He showed them how to be a conservative. That's not what they want. Their hands are so into that China, communist China cookie jar. They ain't taking it out.
No.
They are not. Damn.
All right, so a little more lighthearted. let me get your blood pressure back down again. Governor Newsom came out the other day and said, yep, he's lifting the restrictions, going to leave it to the counties to figure out what's going on, who we're wearing.
Lifting restrictions with restrictions.
That's exactly what he did. Everybody's going, oh, wow, you guys can start roaming around. I go, really? We can? So he's allowed, you ready for this one? He's allowed the outside restaurants to open again. Sent it down to L.A. County. L.A. County says, oh, yeah, we're in with this. So you can do outside restaurants. You can't have more than 6 people to a table. They all have to be family members.
You can only
the server has to have a mask and a face shield on. And you cannot have any TVs, you know, sports being done. Or you can't have any of that stuff on in the restaurant. I'm going, wow. Well, this is exciting. I'll just get it to go.
And then he goes, and I'm on my way to the French Laundry.
I got to go get my hair cut first. Yeah.
I got to get my hair cut.
This is the elitists have finally come to the top. I mean, now we see it. And look, they're doing everything they do. They're doing it in your face.
Right. Okay? I always thought that they were in our face. But what are we going to do about it? I mean, wonderful. We have 1.3 at this point? Million signatures for the recall of Gavin Newsom. And trust me, country, people who are watching this show from all over the country, as California goes, so are you.
Well, who do we have to replace him?
Right. Oh, well, who do we have? Part two of the recall?
Like, yeah, take him out. He's out. Who do we have?
I suggest, I know this Italian guy who got a haircut recently called Joe Messina, and I'm saying...
I'd run this place like Sicily, okay? I'm sorry.
It'd be great.
We turn around no time.
We're experiencing.
That's right. We'll be needing some of them private jails to try to close down across the country for me to put
that's interesting. I never thought of that. And I don't know anything about politics. I'm just some black old woman who has an opinion.
Yeah, right. Okay, anyhow. So, tell people where to find you, lady, because we're up against it.
SoniaSchmidt.org. Please contact me and let me know I'm not alone.
Yeah, she's not alone. We love her. I know you guys love her because people send me emails saying she's going to be on tonight. And I go, I never know till the camera comes on. Anyway,
that's because they don't want to tune in if I'm on. That's all I
know. No, no. God bless Sonia. Have a great weekend and catch up with you next week. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. We're going to talk a new segment on Epoch Times when we come back in the next hour.
Oh, good.